chance of showers into the afternoon. With variable high cloudiness.
Variable high cloudiness, ladies and gentlemen, and gusty winds. Daryl Bradford Smith with you for the next 50 minutes. This is our second hour of the French Connection. Great to be with you today. Just finished up an interview with Rabbi David Weiss. Second time he's been on the show. Couldn't stay as long as he had originally planned because of religious observances for the rabbi today. But, you know, trying to push the ball forward a little bit here. Not all that easy at times. You know, I know the rabbi wants to make sure that everybody out there knows that his community is not part of this mess. And I'd like to get into other issues, and he does not really want to touch on those. But when we've spoken privately, you know, he knows that what is really going on in the country, what's happening. And I got to be honest with you guys, you know, it's not the new world order. it's just not. It's not the globalists. these are the guys. The Zionists are doing all of it behind the scenes with their massive fortunes and their useful idiots. But they're pulling the strings, and they have an inordinate amount of power. And as I alluded to during the interview, it's the same group that invaded Russia and killed the Tsar. It's the same group that financed and supported Napoleon in 1812. And it is the same group that came up with nonsensical things like Sigmund Freud. Same people, same stuff. Same disassociation from family values, dehumanizing our societies, inflicting themselves upon us in so many ways, and over-regulating us into oblivion. So the regulation of the family was what we always had, and now we've got dispersed families and regulation from the state, and we are a fear-based people now. We walk around in constant fear that they have created. They've created an environment of fear and hatred and hedonism. It's just a real septic mixture, ladies and gentlemen. And I see some, you know, before they let themselves go down the tubes, I'm certain that they're going to try to accelerate what they're doing, and that seems to be what they've attempted here, at least. But, you know, the phone lines will be open for the next 45 minutes, and you can call me at 1-800-259-5791. Chris, sorry I didn't get to that question you had at the other hour. I hope you can call me back. This show, this programming, this things that I'm doing here, it's dangerous stuff for me, you know. If you got a $1 bill that you want to stick in an envelope, and some of the address is on my website, I don't want $100 or $1,000. I just need, if my listeners send me a buck, I can make ends meet with this mess. This is expensive for me to find guests. I was on the phone today with these folks doing this Washington D.C. Demand on Bush to be arrested. I had some real questions about that, ladies and gentlemen, and I want to share them with you right now. You know, they left off this document completely. Anything about 9/11? This was a document that I could not really put my full support behind. And they said when I spoke to the heads of all this, that they were doing it incrementally. I said, well, you know, there was no incrementalism when they blew the buildings down and murdered 3,000 people. So why can't we just tell the American public the truth and include that horrible act of genocide against those people that murder in your arrest warrant for the president? And it was just a big hemming and hawing thing. And of course, one of the people they had as part of the party there was Scott Ritter. And if you go to my website, you'll look up Mr. Ritter's reputation. It is he is a walking sewer, this man. I wouldn't trust my children around this guy, especially my 13 and 14-year-old girls. But that being said, ladies and gentlemen, this whole situation, I have to bring to question here, because you know what? Unless we bring them to justice on 9/11, we're not going to do anything here. And 9/11 is a Mossad operation, and it's a Zionist executed plan. It went over quite well in the beginning, but it seems to be unraveling on them. And it seems like, to me at least, there are lots of pressures being built up on these people to do something new, do something to stop us from getting traction like we have. And one of the ways they've tried to stop me is threaten me. They've, you know, I'm under threat here, and that's not surprising, being that I'm taking the kinds of risks I am. But at the same time, you know, hey guys, I mean, I don't want to live in a world where these people are in charge. I just don't. I don't want my kids living in that world. And they have names, you know. They're not this boogeyman globalist stuff. They're real names. Signed, you know, Samuel Newhouse is the name for you. Brooks. Go to my website. This guy Brooks made those defective jackets. Took $180 million from the taxpayers. There are people. Levine from Time Warner. You know, they got names. Eisner from Disney. We can go down the list. But you know, Sumner Redstone. How about him? I mean, we can do it. Pearl, you know, Wolfowitz, Feith, Jesus, and then they're useful idiots, Robertson and Falwell, and many, many others. Ralph Reed getting paid off. Jack Abramoff paying off Ralph Reed, who in turn was paying off of Pat Robertson on gambling. This is a very Christian thing to do. I don't mind people gamble, but I mean, don't gamble and then say that you're against gambling. You know, this guy Ralph Reed went out across Texas and across areas where there was Indian gambling, and he said he went out against state gambling so that the state couldn't compete with the Indian gambling because all the money in the Indian gambling was being funneled back to our friend the thug Mr. Jack Abramoff. And you know, talk about Abe Foxman from ADL. Criminal, ladies and gentlemen. He buys off politicians. He pays for them. Bought and paid for, ladies and gentlemen. Bought and paid for. And then when you bring it up, you get the wrath of the Anti-Defamation League of Benign Breath. You get the JDO, Jewish Defense Organization. It's not called the JDL anymore. It's called the JDO. Why? Because the JDL has committed so many crimes in America, they couldn't keep that organization afloat, so they call it now the JDO. Great, great bunch of guys over there. Those are probably the ones that have been threatening me, or I don't know who's doing that. But facts are, ladies and gentlemen, is that the battle rages, and I'm not going to get on this radio show every day and tell you it's you know, these nondescript people in the background. I know who it is. I can give you names. I want you to go out into your communities and find out who are the participants in your area, because they're across the nation. If you're in England, there's going on there too. You know, we need to take this fight to our enemy. These people are our enemies, ladies and gentlemen, and they will enslave us if we don't stop them. So, I just, you know, it's a hard slog. and when I get people, you know, of course there's a lot of people questioning my veracity, and they're writing letter stuff about me all the time. You know, hey, I haven't lived a rosy life here. I've done lots of stupid stuff, but on these issues that we're dealing with here, I'm right on, spot on. How do I get spot on? I read the documents of Benjamin Friedman. You have to read these documents. My goodness, ladies and gentlemen, if you just listen to the audio file from Benjamin Friedman, you will be blown off your feet. And when you're done with that 40-minute interview, if you've never heard it before, you will have a change of thinking. It's simple as that. You can't think the same after you've heard this. Unbelievable. Ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, you can call me in 1-800-259-5791. We'll be right back.
Scotch and soda, but in your eyes, baby, do I feel high.
And ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Errol Bradford Smith, your host today on The French Connection. Into the next segment here, I've got a caller from Chicago. Chris, nice to hear from you again. Chris, what's up?
Hi, Daryl.
What's up?
I think it's very important, the work that Naturi Carta does, because they emphasize the fact that anti-Zionism is not anti-Semitism, and that it's the Zionists who should be ashamed of themselves and not
just
anti-Zionists.
That's right. And you know, we've got other issues of Holocaust problems and all the rest of this stuff. And, you know, people of good faith should be able to look at any issue on this globe, unless, of course, you have something to hide.
And they do, believe me.
Well, yes, they do. And, you know, the level of ruthlessness in this organization, Chris, is frightening. I mean, and, you know, when you start looking, I put something on my website where 90% plus of the pornography that's in the United States is generated by these folks. Can you imagine? I mean, I don't believe people should be restricted from what they see. But by the same token, if you want to know where the depravity and the hedonism and the sickness is being emanated from, take a look at this. It's amazing. Yeah.
Well, there's a long history of throwing stumbling stones in the paths of other people in order to weaken them and to weaken their culture. And I think that is part of it. The other part of it is it's very easy money, and they tend to congregate to easy money.
Yeah, I agree with both of those statements. And I got to say, you know, that there are many other things, too. They're principally recognized as the in the slave trade in the world with young girls and women, especially this last round of slave trade that came out of the Balkans after that nightmare that was foisted on that society over there in Sarajevo. And the reason that was done to those people is their banking system was outside of the world banking structure, and it was brought into line, of course, immediately after.
It's really terrible. Again, there's a long history of that. The Spanish Murano Jews and other Jews were involved in the slave trade with the United States.
Yeah.
In a big way.
That's right. That's right.
But I think we need, as you emphasize, solutions to these problems.
Yes, we do.
And since they've rightfully conditioned people to be so sensitive to the issue of racism, we should point out that Zionism is a form of racism, that Theodore Herzl was a racist, that Disraeli was a racist, that Moses Hess was a racist. And one thing people may not know that they can look up on the Internet is that the United Nations General Assembly passed a resolution 3379, that's 3379, that declared Zionism a form of racism. It was later repealed under different political conditions as the Zionists gained more political control over the UN and as the Soviet Union fell apart. But there is an explicit statement that says, quote, determines that Zionism is a form of racism and racial discrimination.
Yep. Well, here's the thing. You know, of course, being out on the front lines like I am, I don't mind people fighting this fight on their own terms. But I don't know, Chris, that we have a whole lot of time because, and I'll tell you why I believe that. I think there's some chinks in their armor, and they're starting to feel the pressure. And of course, when you trap a rat, they attack. And, you know, I'm going to call them what they are. They're trapped rats at this moment because history is just going to build against them over time. However, as you know, awful people do, they will turn up the heat on all of us. I have a terrible suspicion. And I don't think things are boding well for all of us because our financial system, if they shut the taps off, which they have the control over the faucet, our financial system is going to crumble, and you think 1930 was bad. You wait till you see the next one.
I agree with you completely, and that's exactly it. And that's also why I'm concerned that they're building up the economies of China and the East, because racist Jews consider themselves Orientals and not Occidentals.
Well, they come from the Mongols.
Yes.
They come from Khazar. Ladies and gentlemen, do you remember the Mongol hordes that invaded Europe a thousand years ago? That just they eat and chomp their way and killed their way through Europe, when they got done chopping their way through, they actually settled in the outskirts of the Ukraine and Georgia, and then this became the Khazars, the Ashkenazi community came from there. And they are some difficult humans, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, the Zionists, before they took Palestine, were trying to establish states in Russia, near Mongolia, and in China itself. There were thousands, tens of thousands of Jews, I believe, that moved to China during the war to escape Nazism. And that was actually going to be the new Palestine.
Really?
Yes.
Absolutely.
And one of the men who financed Adolf Hitler, Moses Pinkelis, who very early on was involved in the marches with Hitler gave Hitler the money to buy the newspaper, the Völkische Beobachter, which became the propaganda organ of the Nazi Party. So the involvement of Jewish financiers giving money to Adolf Hitler started in the early 1920s, long before he came to power in the 1930s. And he was very unpopular until they gave him all kinds of money to put up banners and to buy uniforms and to propagandize the German people.
Well, it was a success, and what we've got today, you actually saw some of that same type of stuff to be reused in Florida when they put up a big picture of smiling George Bush with "Our Leader" written on it.
Bush is a real problem.
Well, he's the greatest gift that we ever got, because I'll tell you something, he is the greatest recruiter for us that we could have ever hoped for in a million years. A bigger moron could not have been scoured up anywhere on our planet to bring us as many people have come to our cause.
Well, I think they built him up to tear him down. I don't think it's coincidental that he's being torn down at the moment.
I don't think so either.
And I think it's going to flip, and then they'll play the other side.
Well, see, here's the thing, and here's my biggest fear, that they're going to play musical chairs. They're going to insert their own people again. The whole group behind the scenes is not going to have anybody moved at all. They're just going to keep pulling the strings. And what's going to happen is we're just going to go down further and further down this road to complete enslavement and tyranny. And, you know, one of the things I think is they're trying to create hatred toward Americans so that when the country does implode, there will be no sympathy globally for us.
And there'll also be foreign peoples who hate us who can come in and enforce world political resolutions against us, and we'll have no compunctions about attacking the American people.
That's right. You're absolutely right. And it's working. It's working quite well for them. I'm one of the few places in the world that's fighting out against them, at least on broadcast or radio. Everyone else seems to want to call them, the boogeyman. I'm not going to call them the boogeyman. I'm going to call them who they are. But of course, this is a dangerous game I'm playing. Chris, you want to hang out for another segment?
Sure.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, we got more from Chris and Daryl Bradford Smith on The French Connection. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Daryl Bradford Smith, your host, speaking to Chris from Chicago. Chris, I want to go right back to you. I'm getting between 10 and 15,000 people paying attention to this this from my show and my website, and that's not nearly enough. It's not nearly enough. I'm begging the listeners to recruit one person each as quickly as possible. I gotta be honest with you. This stuff is going to unfold rather quickly, because the finances are in a free fall right now. I mean, I'm taking a look at that. Nations are beginning to abandon the dollar as a reserve currency. That's the first indication that things are already in motion. And in less than until we're able to get some traction on this, we're gonna be left holding the bag here. And so, I don't know how to get people motivated to help getting bigger message out there, Chris. What do you suggest?
I think that for many hundreds of years, Kabbalist Jews have been trying to subvert the Christian church and convert it into a Zionist church. The Reformation movements were headed by people who had close ties to Kabbalist Jews. Isaac Newton and other scientists had, Giordano Bruno had very close ties to Kabbalist Jews. And what they've done is condition Christians to accept the idea that these catastrophic events are actually joyful events that they should welcome and embrace. And that's very dangerous, because America has a large Christian community that has been conditioned into a false form of Christianity that accepts these mythologies. And I think you could gain a lot of traction if you were able to show with the facts how this historical process has occurred, and how their faith has been subverted and turned towards evil. I hesitate to use the word because I don't necessarily believe in it, but evil intentions by Zionists to destroy them. They're almost sheep who are being led to slaughter and they have smiles on their faces as they go.
And you know, there's been a process across the nations, Western Europe as well, a dumbing down, a destruction of individual health. I am shocked. I remember, you sound about my age, maybe a little older. I'm 50. I remember as a kid, there were no, you know, elephant people running around. There were no, I mean, I don't remember people being as clueless as they are today. They are just out there. What they've done over time through corruption of our educational system and pollution of our food sources, they've ruined us.
Well, there was a sociologist, I think his name was Weber, who predicted that bureaucracies would eventually dumb down people to the point where they were afraid to make decisions for themselves and instead always appealed to authority and wanted to follow rules rather than think. And I think both intentionally and unintentionally, that's what's happened to the American public to a large degree that we never expected. And they also made us very complacent by telling us that we're the greatest society and that we have nothing to fear. And I think complacency combined with bureaucratic, it's almost sociopathic, the way they're comfortable doing immoral things because they're simply following rules, creates very dangerous conditions and makes it very hard to communicate with people.
Well, the appealing to the hedonist tendencies of human beings. I mean, during the 1970s, I mean, I happened to fall sway to that myself. Why? Because the environment was polluted with it. And come to find out, well after the fact, many of those very things were being brought into the nation by these very people. Case in point, MENA, Arkansas, and the hundreds and thousands of tons of cocaine that came in from Central America, and of course the plague that was rested upon our nation from that. And we take a look at it, and we know that the LSD was dropped upon us by these same folks, and you start looking at it, and you say to yourself, you know, they're good at it. Are we going to be good enough, Chris?
I think we have to be. There's no option other than to resist it and to expose it. I think exposure is our greatest weapon. The problem we're going to run into is the media control is our biggest obstacle.
Well, why am I a lone voice out here? Why am I not getting the more traction out of this, Chris? I don't get it. I've been doing this fight for a long time now. I mean, I've been over the target for a long time. I'm getting threatened. My life's being threatened. I got people poking around my house, and it's a nightmare for me. And I can't get decent traction on this.
Throughout history, you're in the best company, my friend, and you have a right to be proud of yourself. You're not the first one to go through it, and you won't be the first one to survive it and to see a better day over the horizon. But we have to work at it. You can't do it alone. Everybody has to join you and to educate themselves and to stick to the facts.
Yeah.
Their greatest weapon, as Eric Hofschmidt keeps telling us, is to discredit us by showing that we're creating illusions to deceive people.
That's right.
So we have to present a very professional and very fact-based arguments against them. And I think we can slowly chip away.
Well, you know, I do worry about the, you know, my relationship with my network, my relationship with the people in my area here. I mean, I'm afraid that somebody's going to descend on me. I'm not fearful. This is different. That I won't be able to do the things I need to do is what I worry about, because this is a tough slog, and so much needs to be outed, and I want to get better traction. I need better numbers on my net. I need better, and it's not because I'm getting paid. I'm paying money for this, Chris. I spend my family money for my phone bills to call people to be on this show, and I can't even get traction. I've had 427 U.S. dollars sent to my website in 3 months and 10 days. Now that's abysmal. I mean, everybody thinks that I make money doing this. This is an astonishing fact that you may not understand, ladies and gentlemen. I don't make any money at this. This is not a pay gig here. It's I'm paying gig. And the interesting part about it is they also think that someone else can take the responsibility that they may not have to. That is not true. This mantle has to be held by all of us. I can't carry it myself. You can't do it with me. Chris, we need everybody.
Well, people are very risk-averse in our society, and it didn't used to be that way. And I think the reason you're not getting funds is not because people don't want to give to you, but they're afraid that the government will attack them for supporting you. And I think your concerns are legitimate, and the way that we can protect ourselves from it is to build up networks that will respond to it if and when it happens and attempt to inform the people.
Well, my thing for people, if they want to give me I'm asking for a dollar, and it'll cost you $1.37 because it's 37 cents for the stamp. And put a, you know, don't put your name on it. Just put a, you know, some, put your neighbor's return address on it. Put the local Zionist that you find out. Put their return address on it and send it to my P.O. box, a dollar. And it will help. It really, it's a buck, guys. Thanks, Chris, for calling in, man. You know, you do a great job of informing, and I value you very much.
Thank you, sir, for allowing me so much time to speak my mind.
And thank you, sir. Bye-bye now. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. And those tooting horns, ladies and gentlemen, that means that we're back for another segment, long segment here. Got two callers on the line. I'm going to go to Arizona first, and then we're over to North Carolina. Mike in Arizona, you're up.
Yeah, hi, Daryl.
Hi, Mike.
You know, I agree with you in large measure, but I do disagree with you to some extent. I agree with you that the core of what I generally call the New World Order or the World Order, as Smolens calls it, because there's nothing new about it, the core of this movement is basically a Kabbalistic or Talmudic Jewish. And people might wonder, well, why don't I understand? Why haven't I heard this? Why aren't people reporting on this? Well, you know, look at the control of the news media.
There you go.
And we can thank National Alliance, Dr. Pierce's old group, which I have no great love for. I think they basically had a hateful message, and I think they were probably more of the part of the problem than part of the solution, but they did turn out a factual little brochure that explains who controls the media.
So where am I wrong then?
Well, my model is this. I wanted to point out some of the people that you can turn to do some reading on if you don't believe us, and that is I think Don DeGrandpre has turned out some great books. Notably, Barbarians Inside the Gates, I think, is one of the best, and he uses the model of a two-horned beast that we're facing. One horn being the so-called Anglo-American establishment, or the Fabian socialists, both the liberal establishment in the northeast of this country, and the Fabian socialists out of England, and the Zionists being the other horn. I think if you follow those horns down where they meet, you would ultimately get to the same funding, which is these capitalistic, finance capitalist people like the.
They are pulling the strings back in the back there, and I got to tell you, all I'm trying to get my people to listen to is that one broadcast by Benjamin Friedman. If you, he explains it all. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I have.
It's devastating, ago. Isn't it?
It is. It's very revealing, and it's hard to rebut. A man like that who was in the core of the movement back in the early days.
Do you know that he's got a bunch of other stuff I'm going to be releasing soon? That I'm going to let you read more text from him about other things he said. This guy was first person in this mess, and, yeah. You know, these guys are holding the purse strings.
Well, he backed a guy named Conley McGinley, who mm-hmm. published a periodical called Common Sense.
Yep.
That basically tried to reveal all this, and I think this is back in the 40s and 50s, and even into the 60s, and he spent most of his fortune. Friedman was a wealthy man. He had made his money in soap. He started the Woodbury Soap Company, and he spent down a lot of his fortune helping McGinley try to get this message to try to save his country, which was America.
Yep, that's
and,
right.
And shame on us if we don't listen to people like this.
Yep.
Who got spat on by their own, what they considered their own, I guess, although Friedman considered himself kind of above the other Jews. He considered himself Sephardic, and he considered the Ashkenazis were the pretenders as Jews. So he had his own little issues, but by and large his message was dead on, and we need to listen to it.
Yeah, it's on my site. And did you listen to it from my site?
No, I'd heard it some years back, but if you have some more of his stuff, I'd love to see it.
Yeah, I do have more of his stuff. And you know, I tell you something, Mike, I need to recruit here. I'm sorry to put it so bluntly, but I got to recruit some people to listen to these downloads and get to my site, because I think that we're up and ready for some more messes here. Real quick, this financial structure is coming down around our ears right
well,
now.
Well, it's going to have the perverse effect, as far as this crew is concerned, of opening up people's ears. I mean, when people's fortunes crumble, you know, before their eyes, they're more inclined to listen to you as far as who was behind it. And when they see their dollar evaporating, which it is right now, at you know, price of gold being over $500, means nothing more than the dollar is virtually worthless.
Yep.
But I would urge you and others to look at the model of the French Revolution as far as who we need to worry about. And it was the non-Jews, it was the Gentiles who were the muscle of the French Revolution.
That's right, the sans-culottes.
The Jacobins, exactly.
That's right.
These were so-called illuminated Freemasons. But the financing came out of Germany, out of the Frankfurt, which
Frankfurt and Hanover. Frankfurt and Hanover.
And that was pointed out by Sir Walter Scott, the biographer of Napoleon. And
that's right.
Again, it's a source that's pretty hard to argue with.
Yep.
He knew what he was talking about. But you've got all these Gentiles out there, the Bushes and the Cheneys.
But they're
doing
useful,
the dirty
they're
work
useful idiots. They're not the big, big, big cheese. And the reason why these people have risen every so many years and getting battled back is because we've never gotten to the root. We've always just chopped down their useful idiots. What we need to do is go all the way to the top and get these people where they live. And I mean, the bottom line is this is a dire moment in human history.
Yeah, but I think the solution is not in exposing these people so much as it is trying to explain that this is a spiritual battle. I mean, we've got to, if we were on message here, if we were tuned into the message of Christ, they would not be able to corrupt us to this extent, and we would see them for what they are. And we've got to win back our own people before we can worry about defeating these intruders.
Thanks, Mike, for your call. I appreciate it. Renee, you're going to be up right after we come back from the break. Thanks again, Mike. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm Daryl Bradford Smith, French Connection. IamTheWitness.com is the website, and we are going to my friend in North Carolina, Renee. Hi, Renee.
Hey, Daryl.
What's up?
Now, you know, remember Newt Gingrich's contract with America when they were supposed to clean everything up? They have made, when it comes to theft and corruption, they've made the Democrats look like amateurs.
Well, and that's by design from the beginning.
Well, and the thing is, but this is the deal. Now, and Newt Gingrich is one of these saying that, they have to take the forefront in reform. Now, Daryl, follow me on this one. It's like, let me get this straight. Y'all have mismanaged things horribly, okay? And basically this boil, but they want to write the reform. Isn't that kind of like letting the people who robbed the bank design the new security system?
Well, you know, I think it's even worse than that. I think way back when we struck a deal with these rulers, these Zionist rulers, to implode the nation, Renee. And what basically these elites have done is pilfered and pillaged the nation in advance of the destruction.
We are
going down the tubes, and they knew it years ago that this was going to happen. And they've just been robbing us wholesale in advance of the implosion.
And that's just it. You know, I really don't care who the boogeyman is. I don't care if the boogeyman is a Mason, a Jesuit, a capitalist, a communist, a socialist, a Democrat, or a Republican. I don't care what little word is on top of who is oppressing me and stealing from me, okay? That doesn't matter. And a lot of people get really caught up in that, okay? The thing is, though, we are hopeless. It doesn't matter who the boogeyman is. If your legal and judicial system is corrupt, you have nowhere to to go to straighten out anything. And the thing is, they're the ones writing the laws with the loopholes so that they can do this quid pro quo stuff where they can sell out the country. Who's writing the laws with the loopholes? The lawyer who also hold political office, okay? And so, you know, and then this is the deal, too. They tell us if we get caught at something, ignorance of the law is no excuse. But they deliberately write the law in such a fashion that it's almost impossible for the layperson to understand it. That's not fair, okay?
Well, but, you know, Renee, can I tell you something? I'm going to be honest with you. I think the hour is so late. And I think things are so drastically terrible in the world and in America that that's why they're acting now as if laws don't matter, because they understand that there is an impending complete collapse of the United States of America. That is a fact. And these people are going to turn the tap of money off, and you're going to watch 1930s on steroids hit the United States as it has never in its history. And you're going to watch the types of suffering that only could be written in books. The Travels with Charlie are going to make some, that's going to be like a fairy tale compared to what's coming up.
I understand that, but like I said, and the cycle will continue again, even if we go through that and pick ourselves up. Until people realize that the law and the lawyers are a racket controlling their lives, the cycle will continue.
Well, thanks, Renee. It's been a great show, and I just want to thank everybody for tuning into The French Connection. We need people, ladies and gentlemen. We need people. Get some willing ears to listen to these broadcasts, or get on GCN and get a membership and download these things onto your computer.
Are your Federal Reserve notes?